Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Get ready for a weekend of peace, love, music, and the arts at the Rhythm and Joy Festival, Raj 13, October 4th through the 6th at Hummingbird Nest Ranch in Simi Valley with Chaka Khan, Roy Ayers, Michelle Ndege Ocello, Zap Mama, Deva Primal and Miten, Common, Georgia Ann Muldrow, Don Miguel Ruiz, and Ricky and Michael Beckwith. Also enjoy spoken word, yoga, dance, and a children's and elders village. Visit Raj, RAJFestival.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life. On demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bars. How many treats in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
tomorrow on the Ask My Coach Today radio show. That's my favorite song by her. It was introduced to me by a beautiful sister who is a Capricorn named Carrie. So I heard about Ricky Byers before I even knew of an agape, and that was the song that I was grooving to in the 90s. You're checking out The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I am your host, Celeste Morgan, and I'm so excited to be with you tonight. Happy fall equinox. I love the changes and the seasons. I mean, what better way to know that you're fully alive, particularly if you can pay attention to it? Because I've spent some seasons missing them because I was in deep grief. I'm not there anymore, so now I can see the colors, and I celebrate that now. It's like a second birthday, which was kind of like the reason for wanting to do the show tonight, an elemental love story featuring the intimate earth. And I brought some help. So let me let you know where you can find Ricky Byers Beckwith. I'm so in tune with the energy that I'm just going on. Welcome, welcome, beautiful people. I'm so glad you're with me. I see Flaco in the house. Hola, Flaco. ¿Cómo está? Mi hermano. All right. It's just going to be that kind of night, and we're going to enjoy it. It's beautiful. New portals are opening. We can say yes to ourselves and show up without hiding anymore. And that's what getting intimate with the earth is about, standing in your security, your stability, to be grounded. And to go back to what you said you were going to do, which is tell you where you can find Ricky Byers Beckwith, in case you dig that song as much as I do. It's RickyBB.com is where you find her. Kind of think I hang out with Life Coach Today too much. You know, there is some type of sanity to our insanity, the rambling and stuff, because I'm hearing so much come through me. And I know exactly what he means when he says that. So I want to tell you a little bit more about my radio soul group family. Yes, before we go deep into the show and I bring my girl Chanel on, I want to introduce you to Life Conversations Radio Network, because this is the place and the space where I've grown into my own spiritual development. It was like a school for me, a fun school. And I got to meet beautiful people like you, who carry me on my journey, and we use technology to its highest vibration to stay connected with each other. And in that way, we represent the energy of Earth, because if you're here with me right now, or whether you join me in the archives, you are being grounded. You can walk away feeling good about yourself. And that's the ultimate goal of Life Conversations Radio Network. The leader of the bunch is Life Coach Today. His show comes on Monday through Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. He has Soul Food for Your Consciousness, and that's my usual hangout spot, Monday through Wednesday. I do the energy of the day around 1. He likes to make fun of my voice, and I still laugh like he's never done it before. For being authentic. No, it's still funny, Life Coach Today. You can continue clowning my voice. And then we have Mbasa Safera, who's traveling the world right now, getting us all in touch with play. Have you passionately loved and appreciated you? She comes on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, has powerful meditative pieces and things to think about. Last week, she reran Russell Washington, an ascension activist who got in touch with Earth. So you might want to check that out in the archive. And definitely join her next week. You have The Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today, which airs on the last Wednesday of the month. So they're going to be chilling this month because we had an amazing show with them about the 9/11 anniversary from an ancestral blueprint perspective. So you can catch a new episode of Ancestral Blueprints in October, and it's going to be hot. Why? Because I'm biased toward October. I enjoy October. That's when the ancestors start cutting up. You know what I mean? If you're listening to me and you hang out with me, you know what I'm talking about. And if you don't, well, we'll just have to do a show about that now, won't we? Why does Celeste love October? Celeste loves Halloween. And there's some deep, beautiful stuff about that. But we're in fall. Let's not go too far right now. But I'm really in touch with this earth thing. Fall is my favorite season. So that's all the gushiness that you feel coming out of me right now. I'm in my element. I'm in what's natural for me. So, Ancestral Blueprints, check it out in October. I don't know what they're going to be doing, but it's got to be amazing with that kind of energy flowing, don't you think? And then, of course, you have me, The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, where I offer tools like tarot, medicine cards, black angels might even come up. I love music and movies and books, depending on what you inspire in me. I don't know where the message is going to come from. But when I stay available, it definitely comes through. So the message that's leading us tonight is about the elemental love story of Earth. You can join me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern. And the call-in number is 347-426-3346. So happy to read for you. And I already have permission from Chanel that if she feels something coming up within her, she'll chime in too. So that should be some fun. So how are you guys doing? I'm going. Like I said, we had a harvest full moon this week, and that was the time that we were supposed to gather our crops, really in preparation for winter time. That's what the celebration of this time is all about. And, it's the fall equinox, new season starting. I see my family on the line. Hello, beautiful people. Oh, and my baby sister's in the house, too. Honey, you missed a show from last week. It was about water. That was about you. But the beautiful thing is you can find it in the archive, my Piscean baby sister. A little fishy in my life. I love her. And Chanel's in the house. Welcome, Chanel. The number one is running today, folks. So we are all magicians. And the magician is that card in tarot card, the first card. The number one is ruled by the sun. That's the energy that was running today with this autumn, equinox, which I find absolutely magical. Okay, so you also have the eagle, the great spirit, connecting to all of life and balancing between heaven and earth. Okay, this is the role of the eagle. All of this energy is running with the fall equinox, and I brought a most beautiful sister to bring in this energy with me, Chanel Gayden. And I just want to tell you a little bit about her, then we're going to bring her on. I want you to give her a big hug, which I know you would do anyway, because, we're home. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. This is our night to connect with each other, and I am just a looking for the bio, which I have right here. I want to introduce you to Chanel Gayden. She is the proud mother of three children, DeAndre, Demetrius, and Dallin. She passionately serves in her community and believes in being her sister and brother's keeper. Making a difference is what encourages her to promote monthly events in the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area. Chanel Gayden serves as an advocate for low-income housing residents in Alexandria, Virginia. She's the founder of Creative Minds Mentoring Program. I am my sister's keeper and phenomenal mother. Friends and family, angels, I want to introduce you to Chanel Gayden. Welcome, Chanel.
Hello. Peace and blessings, everyone.
And you know what I love about what I hear right now? I hear a life in the background. Am I right? Do I hear those boys?
Yes, you're down asking a question about something. How's everyone doing tonight?
Can they say hi real quick? They're so close, I can feel them. Can they say hi?
Dallin? Yeah, hold on 1 second. Let me tell them. Hold on.
Thank you. This is the danger of being my friend.
Hello.
Hi. This is Dallin. How you doing?
Good.
Well, I'm so glad we got to hear your voice. We're going to interview your mommy for a radio show now, right now, okay?
Okay.
Okay, we're sending you love, Dallin, and your brother.
Hello.
Why not start with the voice of the children? What a beautiful prayer, right? Yes, yes. How are you doing, sweetie?
I am wonderful, and I'm happy to be on the show. I invited several people. I hope they chimed in.
We'll see. Mm. We've got Life Coach today helping us with the technical pieces, so he'll be screening those. And people, you are welcome to call in. And 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad, and you can join this Earth Party, because my sister, Chanel Gayden, is a gorgeous Taurian in the flesh. Do you agree with that?
Yes. Yes, I do.
So what I want to do is really have some fun tonight, and I want to help people see, you know, we have these feelings that we have about astrology, and, well, it's in this book, and all Taurians are stubborn.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's
not
true.
I can agree with that.
You know, but, you know, maybe not everything in the book and the way people describe it is actually true. So what I thought would be fun for me to do while I'm tapping into this elemental journey that I'm on is to bring on people that I feel embody the energy and the characteristics of their element, but do it in their own way. And as I was thinking about, I really want to talk about Earth and sustainability. You flashed before my eyes before I knew that you were a Taurian.
Mm.
That's what started this for me. Like, I had to have Chanel on. I mean, you just flashed.
Mm.
So,
wow.
You know, we're doing all this talking. Tell us, who is Chanel?
Mm.
What does she have to bring to this Earth right now? Who are you? Let us get to know who this energy is, this calming, loving Earth Mother energy.
Mm. Well, I'm a creative spirit first, so in all that I do, I bring about uniqueness, and I own it. So that can be in motherhood, in sisterhood, brotherhood, whatever role that I have in the community or anything like that, I bring creativity. But I also make sure that I connect with who I am. And the way I do that is through nature. I'm very fond of the elements of the earth, of the foundation of the seed. And my grandmother has really inspired me to know that everything starts with the seed. We water it, we nurture it, we prune it in order for it to blossom. So in all of that, I just treat things as if it needs to grow. And when I do that, I'm blessed with a beautiful garden. And then I'm around that garden, soaring through the purple butterfly, and then I embrace that garden. So that's how I look at life.
Wait a minute, now. Tell me, do the garden again, honey. Can you do the garden again, please?
Yes, the garden, yes.
Okay.
Everything is a seed. Everything is a seed. We start off with seeds in life, and we have to, you know, plant them, nurture them, water them in order for them to grow and blossom into the garden that you create. So in life, you have to look at things like your own personal garden, your spiritual garden, your purpose garden, you know, motherhood, sisterhood, community, whatever it is that you're here to do, you have to create it as your own special garden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like how you did that. That is so beautiful. And it's also reminiscent of, and I have permission to do this in order to incorporate the power of the earth and how it shows up in different genres, but Chanel was beautiful enough to allow me to do her birth card for her. And I can tell her that we share the same birth cards. So I know a lot about your birth card. It's a better way for me to get in touch with myself. And Pops has your birth cards, too. Now,
wow.
It applies to all of us right now, because the star strength energy is what's coming through for me in terms of personal messages. Star 17 represents positive outlook, optimism, and it usually features a woman pouring water on the land and then pouring water back into itself. So this is the card about restoring beauty, which you spent your life doing.
Mm-hmm.
Restoring mm-hmm. people back to themselves. And you have two choices, number 8, 17, 8, star strength, or it could be justice. There are times in your life when strength is needed, and that strength is used to tame a lion, not by beating it up, but with gentle persistence. And then there are times of justice, because 8 can show up as justice or strength. And in the Mother Peace Tarot deck, the 8 justice card shows up as a big tree with 3 goddesses surrounding it and giving it the energy it most needs. So we really learn about justice as a way of learning how to respond to life and each other. And
mm-hmm.
that's a major lesson that I've seen embodied in how you walk the earth.
Yes.
So tell me, how did you first connect with nature? And particularly, how did you celebrate your 31st birthday? Some power.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Since I just gave your birth card, how did you celebrate your birthday?
Okay, well, I will go ahead and tell the story real quickly. But I decided to take myself camping. And when I shared with my loved ones and friends, they said, well, why would you want to do a thing like that, and why would you want to go by yourself? So my first response was, because that's the way I connect with God, and that is the way that I connect with who I am. So even though I said that, they still didn't understand. So what I did was I packed my little bag and got my salad all together and all of that stuff, my water, and I was ready. So I went to a local campground, and it's April, so it's, you know, not that hot at all. It's really kind of chilly, so I had my, you know, my coat ready for when the temperature drops. And when I went into this campground, I was eager to expect a blessing. I knew that celebrating my birthday that way was different. It was unique. It was creative. But I wanted to just especially hear from God that night. So I went and I found, you know, a perfect campground. And I, you know, got my fire logs together and I started a fire, a beautiful fire that burnt throughout the night. And I prayed over that fire and I talked to God. And as the stars lit up in the sky, you know, I kind of just one by one just prayed, you know, a special blessing for my life as I entered the 31st year. And, you know, it was serene, it was serenity, it was everything that I thought it would be. And at midnight, I was still laying down looking at the stars, and I brought my birth pin exactly the way I wanted to. And I would never forget that, because I remember dealing with people that thought I was crazy, and why are you going to go out there? Aren't you scared? And I'm like, no, you know, scared of what? You know, I fear God only, and I know that in that moment I was bringing God into that moment, so I knew that I would be protected. And I was not only protected, but I was enlightened for different paths that I needed to take moving forward, and I did them.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I don't know too many people, women in particular, that go camping by themselves, though.
No.
But you must have a different relationship with the land.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, certainly.
And it was so amazing because I woke up. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And when I woke up, it was this tree that God brought me my attention to. I'm so glad I just thought of it. And it was a tree. It was standing strongly, but it was like, it had like a branch that was coming out, but it was in like a position of like a mother, like embracing, you know, everything that was before her, or a woman or a womb. It was just powerful because the way the tree, it looked like it was going to fall, but it was like reaching its hands up to God. Mm-hmm. And I remember taking a picture of it and, you know, studying the angle of that tree, and God had reminded me that no matter what happens, I will not fall. I am deeply rooted, and that I will continue to move forward to the path that I was designed to live.
See, that's the journey right there. You know, living mm-hmm. the elements, for example. And I know I'm in a very urban area. I'm fortunate enough to see trees. But I want to talk to you when we come back from break about how we can better use the land. I know you spoke about Greenbelt. That's not too far from me. I want to hear about the experience of you finding out about it and what made you want to do it. I'm a hotel girl myself. Maybe you can get me in a we call it a tent. Is that what it is?
Yeah, running water.
Okay, I'm going to stop right now. Do they have running water?
Why? Why bathroom there? Yeah. They had a bathroom, but it wasn't. It was full of spiders and stuff. So.
Okay, we'll talk more about that when we come back from break. Oh, we like my spiders metaphysically, people.
Mm.
All right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Chanel and Adventures from the Earth.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Our pleasure, Mark. Mark Hussin, thank you so much. He will be a guest coming up on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show next week, so stay tuned for that. But for more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com to get a sponsorship package. Send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Get ready for a weekend of peace, love, music, and the arts at the Rhythm and Joy Festival, Raj 13, October 4th through the 6th at Hummingbird Nest Ranch in Simi Valley with Chaka Khan, Roy Ayers, Michelle Ndege Ocello, Zap Mama, Deva Primal and Miten, Common, Georgia Ann Muldrow, Don Miguel Ruiz, and Ricky and Michael Beckwith. Also enjoy spoken word, yoga, dance, and a children's and elders village. Visit Raj, RAJFestival.com.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. We have Chanel Gayden in the house telling us about her adventures intimately dealing with the Mother Earth.
one of the other reasons that I really wanted to get into this topic is that I was starting to hear messages about how we can get better about knowing ourselves if we got a better relationship with the elements. Regardless of where you live, whether you're in the country or whether you live in an urban area, there is always some way that the elements are touching your life, whether it's the fire on your stove, you know, cook your food, or it's the water that's running, or, you know, the earth or ground that you're walking on. Maybe leaves kind of doing its thing right now, tending to that. And air, well, we all have air, don't we? We need air to breathe. So whether it's out in nature or out in your home, I'm feeling a universal call that the elements would like to be recognized in a secret way. And when that happens, then you don't necessarily conquer the elements the way the magician card is supposed to be in tarot. I think you find a way to blend the energies to give birth to a gentler self. So that's what this elemental journey that we're on is about. I want to welcome back Chanel. Hey, Miss Chanel.
Hello.
So, Chanel, I grew up in D.C., right?
Yes, and I live in, well, I'm sorry, setting in Sweden?
Oh, no. You live in where? I grew up in Southeast, Anacostia.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and the thing about the land that I love so much that plays a part in my journey on this earth journey is there's two stories that a land will tell. A land will tell the story of the occupants that are, or residents that are living on it now, and it will also give you a glimpse of what the land used to look like before people came onto it. So there are parts in Southeast for me that almost felt untouched with me being able to eat berries in the backyard. So though I lived in D.C., which is considered to be a city, the land, the trees still, you know, brought fruit. And that's how I really, you know, my whole experience with trees and nature really is the magical woods in my backyard. Well, they're not there anymore, but they were, you know? So how did it show up for you?
Well, when I do my events through my ministries, I normally use outside areas, so like different parks or special campgrounds. So I researched it, and I came up with Greenbelt Park, and actually, you know, I went to see actually, you know, what it looked like and the other elements that they had. They have like a lot of marathon races there and grill areas for like different family events. So when I looked at the campgrounds, I knew that I would automatically really connect with it. And so I've been using their campgrounds ever since I found out about it. And I live in Alexandria, but I'm from the PG County area. So I tend to go back to that area often, especially when it comes to doing different community outreach, because I want to make sure I not only serve people in this area, but especially from the area, you know, that I'm from. So that's how I found out about that that particular campground.
So what do you think is the particular advantage to you getting in touch with nature? What are some things that you've learned about yourself and how you're able to deal with the elements?
I think I've learned really the power that I have within. Even when it comes to being a mother of three boys, because we go camping every year with different groups, and they take such pride knowing that, okay, my mom is not afraid to go camping and bring her water bottle and just take all these hour-long walks and go down to the creek and all of those things. So I think that as a mother, it connects me with my sons because they have like a natural desire to be in the earth in that way. It also helps me connect with other women to let them know what their power is. You know, it's deeper than makeup, fake hair, fancy clothes. you know, is deeper than any of that. It's just who you are and being able to let go of material things and to just get down and just be you authentically without worrying about anything, but just being grateful for the oxygen and the air and just being able to just look at life from an approach that puts you in gratitude even when you walk through the cell of your door. Because every time I come back from a nature experience, I appreciate my home that much more. I appreciate my van that much more.
Mm-hmm. So let's go there for a second. Because, you know, Chanel, you're a beautiful woman. You know, I see you make up. You can talk to me about, you know, leaving it behind all you want, including your makeup. That's fine, all right? But what in the world are you going to say to us divalicious women trying to survive on the campground, trying to keep up with you? And what in the world are we supposed to do?
You can do it.
Well, how?
You can do it.
There she goes.
It was so funny because I took my Recovered and Restored group, and Gregory accompanied me with that. But we went, and it was different women that struggled with different drug addictions. And it was so powerful because, you know, they were able to be calm and quiet, not ripping and running. And so when I picked them up, they had on tank tops and flip-flops and tight jeans. And, you know, so I looked, because I was specific about what to wear. You want to cover your hair up. You want to have your long sleeve pants on, you know, long sleeve shirt and pants on. And they said, no, I'll be all right because it's hot. It was hot. This was July. July when we went, the first week of July. And we got there, and they said, you know what, I really should have listened. I know now what I need to do next time. But, you know, it's really funny to see, you know, people embrace camping because it's a different experience. But I just try to remind people, don't worry about, you know, just what you're going to wear or what you're going to, you know, look like. Just come in your most worn-out clothes, you know, because you're going to get dirty. May get rained on, you know, and just be who you are. But these women, they wanted to be closer to the bathroom, so I wanted to make sure we would buy a bathroom. But when we went into the bathroom, like I said, it's covered in spiders. So they're like, oh, my God, I didn't think it was going to be like this. But they were looking for a shower. But I encouraged them to know we have water bottles. We don't have a shower, so you have to use water bottles. So it's just about getting real rugged and just embracing it.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Chanel. How rugged can I go? Girl, I don't know. But your pictures look really cute on Facebook when you be posting them going camping.
It's a natural beauty.
And you are. God bless you. I'm grateful that we have sisters like you doing it. And that's what I mean about you embodying that energy, that goddess energy, that earth. You know, Taurians are the first ones, really, for the earth to, you know, come and represent for the astrology sign. And then, you know, Virgos come and clean it up for us. Yeah, I said
right.
And then the Capricorns keep us at work. But you need to get in touch with the senses. And that's the way the earth element shows up astrologically. And you showed it in your story, though you're defying your Venus a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, not really. No, because you have a rugged beauty. You're absolutely right. Yeah. I'm not going, Chanel, all right? Let's just say it's funnier.
You need to go.
Love
I'm going to get you to go. You're going to love it. You'll love it.
Okay. All right. We'll see. I'm like, I'm fighting already. So, you know, I'll be doing it, you know, field report. So tell me something, though. Every time I see you or, you know, when I'm connecting with you on Facebook usually, I always see you with your boys, and you guys are always outside.
Yeah.
What is that about? Outside. These kids are not playing, you know, I don't even know what the most recent game to say is. I don't want to be all old and call it Nintendo, and it's something else now.
Yeah, that's old. It's PlayStation now. PlayStation 3.
You didn't have to go
there. Love that. No, yeah. they love games and technology. They have tablets and stuff, but we love to be outside. Like I said, they are really like all boys and they're very athletic. So I'm constantly on the field. My weekends consist of being on the football field. So they're constantly connecting with that element. I think they know that I'm very nature-oriented, so they kind of grasp that. Well, Dallin will pick a flower for me and give it to me because I wear flowers on my hair anyway, so he'll give me a flower out of the ground. Anytime we go out, they might spot a butterfly before me or something cool, you know, that they think I would like a special tree. And we'll just embody that. And so they know that. Even Dallin, we'll talk about dreams and stories before he'll go to bed. And I'll ask him, what do you dream about? And he always says a butterfly. And I said, so what colors were the butterfly? And, you know, he'll go through the colors and everything. And then I say, you know, what color is mommy? Because he knows I'm the purple butterfly. So he says, you're the purple one, and you were in my dream too. So every time he dreams of butterflies. So, like I said, they're very connected to me. So anything they dream or do, I show up as a butterfly or as a flower or just a desire for them. Yeah.
And I wonder in your telling, because, you know, I was going to get to, you know, Chanel, how do we apply these things to our lives? And just in you telling the story, you gave us some beautiful examples. And not only that, you kind of introduced the eagle energy in a way that I've never seen before. And what I mean by that is that how the eagle is connected to heaven and earth. And you are creating moments and bonds with your children right now that are going to connect you into this lifetime and the next.
Yeah.
No matter where they go, they're going to have a heart connection to purple butterflies and see Chanel and see their mom and have a constant understanding that they are loved. Now, that is a powerful way of working with your dreams and colors and nature to remember those that we love. And ultimately, that is what we're talking about when we talk about the intimental. Did I just create a new word? But the elemental love story. How to keep how to keep the story alive, and it's through the earth.
Yes.
It's powerful sharing. Oh my goodness, that is amazing.
Yes.
And being outside
to your
purple butterfly.
Yeah, I love that. Very powerful. I actually want to get married at the Butterfly Garden. I'm not sure if you're sure of that, what I'm talking about, but it's in Silver Spring, and it's an actual butterfly garden, like a botanical, just beautiful. And they have ceremonies there. You can have different things there, but one of the things is weddings, and you can see different images of, I guess, women that may have the same outlook that I have. But, you know, they have the you're marrying the one you love in the actual, you know, like a very powerful part of the earth in a mix of, like I said, the garden and butterflies and water. It's very beautiful. So that is one of my desires to do that. So.
My goodness, that's wow. I mean, I can see that. That's beautiful.
You'll be at the wedding. Don't worry. You'll get an invitation.
Oh, it'll be my honor to be at the wedding. And, you know, as we get close to letting this beautiful moment go, which I really don't want to yet, but we are, I wanted to tell you something about, I know that you, besides being in touch with nature and all the other pieces that you follow in your life to have that glow just keep happening, I mean, that's just what you do. I know that you also lean a lot on Christianity as well. And I wanted to know if you are familiar with, you brought it up, okay? Talking about you, she talking about when she getting married. Girl, do you know about the Book of Ruth? Have you spent some time
Yes. Oh, well, tell me, I relate to that woman so much.
Go ahead, girl. Break it down to me, because that for me is an earth story. We're dealing with her picking up harvest, you know, getting harvest, harvesting, because the barley harvest.
Yeah.
She met Boaz.
Yep.
But anyway, how has that touched you? And how do you connect that with our conversation that we're having tonight
and then let us know where we can find you.
I think Ruth, like you just said, she connected with the harvest of the earth and then met the love of her life. The most fascinating part of that is that she wasn't looking for it, and it just came. You know, she had just went through grief of losing her husband and then connecting with the stepmother. Connecting with her mother-in-law in such a phenomenal way that she just wanted to keep her. So she was obviously a sister's keeper. And, you know, and she just kept moving forward. And I think that's a very important thing when you connect with the earth, is to move forward no matter which way the storm blows you in life. So I think as she went through her storm and, you know, busied her mind and, you know, collected her harvest, love found her. And it was, you know, a true love story because Boaz loved her, you know, for who she was and was willing to do whatever he could do to capture her heart. And he did that. I think any woman will want to desire that. So right now I am living that life now and, you know, trusting that God would lead me to the direction I need to go in. So Ruth, phenomenal. I love it. Phenomenal story. I can be found on Facebook under Chanel Gaydon. I also have three pages on Facebook, The Day Awaits You, I Am My Sister's Keeper, Phenomenal Mother. My email is chanelgaydon@gmail.com. So that's Chanelle Gaydon, Gaydon, @gmail.com. And my mentoring website is www.creativemindsmentoring.org. And I also have another blog page, toencourageasister.org.
Wow. Well, Chanel, I want you to thank you tonight for hanging out with us and for just sharing your authentic truth and beauty in the way that you always do. I enjoy knowing that there's a person like you walking the earth. You ain't going to get me camping. And I say, ain't going. My mother will forgive me. No, you know what? How about I stay open?
Mm.
How about I stay open?
Yeah, stay open. You'll love it. You'll love it. You will.
All right, my dear. Thank you so much. And don't be a stranger. Looking forward to highlighting all of the great things I see you doing in the upcoming year.
Yes. Thank you, Queen.
Oh, my pleasure. Wow, that was Chanel Gaydon, such a beautiful example of earth energy, rooted and grounded. And I see my Tracy Ann Miller has spotted a bald eagle. I was talking about a bald eagle before I saw your post. So I'm so excited to hear about that, sweetie. And I talked about it earlier in the show, too. So the eagle has landed and has made its way into the show. In another way. And Tracy Ann, you will still have an opportunity to talk to us about fairies. But what I really want to help you do as we get ready to release this beautiful moment is to connect you with some things that you can do to celebrate the changing of the season. And autumn gives us lots of opportunities to connect with the earth by watching the shifting of the leaves, the colors, listening to the sounds. It's an amazing way to stay focused and to stay present. So that's really why I'm so excited about the elemental journey that I'm on. I'm not sure if we're going to do fire or air tomorrow, but tomorrow, next week, tomorrow, I think my mind is there because I know that not only will Ricky Byers-Beckwith be in the house, but Dana and Meeton will be there too. So I'm really excited, though I need to be in the moment and the present of my elemental earth story and remind you that trees like to be hugged too. And whether you're an earth sign or whether you are not, for those who are, for the Taurians, for the Capricorns, for the Virgos, you add such beauty to the astrological chart. And not only that,
we have other things that we can learn from the other elements too. When we're able to incorporate what's natural for us within the beauty of the earth element, more of our true nature gets to come through, and we get to share that. And then people will learn how to use those tools too. So, that's your elemental love story and intimate earth. Hug a tree. Those are my last words. Make sure you join Life Coach Today tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Lots of fun awaiting you. We're going to wind it down now. And, you know, I know Life Coach Today wanted me to pull a card. I have Blanket Angel cards right in front of me. This is his deck now, so we'll probably be able to see. No. Okay. So I pulled the reader, which is confidence on the waking path. And, yeah, confidence on the waking path. And I think she's blind on the sleeping path, but the reader is stronger than the seer, actually, because the reader knows what she knows through her confident heart message. And when she knows that message and it's not heeded, she actually gets angry. That's the sleeping path. So there must be readers in the house, but I pulled the reader card of the Black Angel cards. So trust your knowledge as you step into the autumn equinox. Number one is winding us down. But we're going to slow down with Sherry Marie with the revival of a love story. That's what fall is for me. It's the second spring. To get more information about Sherry Marie, you can go to CHERIMAREE.com. I want to thank you for spending your Sunday night with me. And I hope Kerry Washington won on the Emmys. I'll get to find out. I love you, family. Make sure you love yourself. Good night.
I feel so alone. A ship that's lost at sea. When he walked out on me, I didn't have a plan B. Where do I go to now? How could I let this be? No one here to love, and no one.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.